Wildlife carers say something catastrophic is playing out in the Cairns CBD, where a large population of spectacled flying foxes living among two major hotel developments near the Esplanade seemingly are abandoning their babies in levels never seen before. Now, only today, respected wildlife biologist Dr. Martin Cohen told me 12 baby bats or pups were picked up from under the roosting trees there near the library. That was just this morning. In total now, over 300 have been collected by carers who are inundated. They simply cannot keep up with demand in the far north. In a sign of how desperate things are, a couple of bat carers have been flown up from Brisbane to help out. Rebecca Kohler actually crowdfunded the money to help make that happen. And not only that, she's trying to keep 30 pups alive herself at her Caranda home. Rebecca's with us on ABC Far North to run through what is occurring. Rebecca, what do you think is actually causing this issue?
Well, a lot of the trees around the area have been cut down in the last year to make way for the hotel development across the road and the Cairns Aquarium prior to that. There was another tree earmarked to be removed, but council have just reversed that decision today. We've just actually hit 400 total about 10 minutes ago. So we've got 238 live pups in the last 8 weeks and 162 dead. So that's an 8 week period, which accounts for 30.5% of potential births within that colony.
Wow.
The species is dropping 9% per annum. So that's a huge jump from what they're usually dropping by.
You've just thrown a lot of numbers at us. Let's just go back and just get a bit of an idea for the significance of this. So this is a colony we think can vary between about 3,000 and 5,000. Is that what we think is there at the CBD?
About 4,000 is what the current counts are for that particular colony.
And so in a good year, they'll produce 400 pups or thereabouts. Is that right?
No, about that particular colony at the size it is could have 1,300 babies. So the amount that we've had come in, either dead or orphaned, that accounts for that 30% of potential births.
Wow. In an ordinary year, how many would you expect them to be dropping?
It varies depending on what's going around, but usually 9% is what we find.
Wow, that's a huge increase. Obviously, yep. Stress is the only reason that they would drop their babies, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's what we think. I mean, I'm on the Flying Fox Advisory Board, so I called a meeting with the local ecologists that are responsible for the permits for the building developments around there, and we think the crane arms, because there's four cranes in the block across the road where they're building that hotel. Now, those crane arms have been seen swinging over the colony, and every time that happens, 2 days later, we get a spike of deaths up to about 17 to 20. So I've been documenting all the deaths that have been coming in each day since our first orphan was found, which was on the 15th of September, and trying to see where the spikes are happening and what's occurring around the area. So the correlation has been made between the movement of the cranes across the road and the spikes in the deaths.
Rebecca Kohler, I've been told by some people that seemingly are in the know that the company that's actually building these hotels is doing everything by the letter of the law, and that this is just an unfortunate fallout that we're seeing as a result of development in that part of town.
Yeah, well, see, the laws are not great to protect these. These are a threatened species, and they're in their birthing season, so not enough is being done. Now, when I spoke to the ecologists that were looking after the site across the road, I asked them what's put in place, what do you look at when something happens with the bats to protect them? And they said to me the only parameters they have is when 30% of the colony lift up from the trees, then they just stop work. That's it.
And you're saying that, like, just because they're not lifting up doesn't mean it's not causing them great stress. Is that your counter-argument?
That's right. Because we have, like, 20 babies fall on the ground. That's not going to flag to them across the road. But these figures are too high. We're going to lose this species if something's not done. And now these species pollinate our rainforest. So without them, we don't have a rainforest.
You're hearing from Rebecca Kohler this afternoon. She's a wildlife carer. Rebecca, I mean, some people would have just heard you say that and say, come on, Rebecca, the rainforest is hundreds of thousands of square kilometres big and you're talking about a population of, 4,000 flying foxes. How much do they actually contribute?
Well, they fly up to 50 kilometres in one night. So they cross-pollinate all our rainforest trees. And a lot of our species are night-flowering trees, so they need nocturnal pollinators. Bees only pollinate about 30% of our plants. So we need birds, bats, and all our nocturnal animals to help pollinate the rest of them.
Rebecca Kohler, let's talk about your personal circumstances at the moment, because you're a carer, and I know that all the carers in Far North Queensland, it's all hands on deck at the moment. You've got how many pups there with you?
I've got 32 at the moment.
32. How are you caring for that many baby flying foxes?
It means we do 4-hourly round-the-clock feeds, which is pretty much means I am just feeding bats constantly.
Does that mean getting up at all hours of the night as well?
It does. Definitely.
So, I mean, and are they healthy, or have you got some that are barely clinging on?
They're mostly healthy at the moment now, so we usually get them stabilised. We've had plenty that have died in care because of various injuries, or they've all found wet and haven't been found a couple of hours, so they didn't end up surviving. But it's become necessary now because of the sheer volume that we've now had to get carers outside of North Queensland.
Yeah, so talk us through that, because that's never happened before. You had to crowdfund money to do this. Tell us about that.
So what we did, I started a crowdfunding campaign initially to help carers, because carers pay for all of this themselves. So to help them with supplies, we started that fund. It became necessary very quickly to get extra carers. So the first carer we got up from Rockhampton, we got her on a bus. She's up here with us now. The numbers didn't flow, so I had to contact Australian Bat Clinic in Brisbane, and we flew another carer up today, and then we've got other carers being brought up this weekend, and they're going to take between 50 and 100 bats back down there to care for them, and then when they're ready for release, they'll come back to us and we'll get them released.
It sounds like it's going to be an ongoing process. How long will that colony of flying foxes have their babies in a vulnerable state for?
They can give birth up to December, and we still see a few births in January as well, so we've still got a long way to go.
And based on, so it's been 8 weeks, you've had over four, we just ticked over the 400 mark of baby bats that have either been dropped still alive or dropped dead, and that's correct, the context of what we're talking about this afternoon on ABC Far North. Rebecca Kohler, a wildlife carer from Kuranda, running us through what is a quite disturbing trend that has been seen with that colony near the Cairns Library. Now, we've asked council about this today, Rebecca, and the response that came back was that council, its planning guides actually take into account the need for canopies and vegetation corridors, and that Cairns actually has the highest rate of tree canopy cover in Australia. We're also told that the building company is doing everything by the letter of the current law. So the obvious question to you is, what more do you want?
We need to do something to protect this species, because if we don't, it's going to affect our environment. These are a keystone species.
But we also, so are you suggesting we don't develop the CBD?
No, not suggesting that we don't develop them, but we certainly need to do more to protect the colony within it.
What are the protections that you think need to be put in place that aren't currently there?
Well, they need to look at, particularly in birthing season, so when the bats are giving birth, they need to start looking at something that they can be doing within the CBD that's not going to impact on them like this is. We ask that the crane arms to stop being swung over the grass area of the colony, so right next to where the bats are, or have the crane arm over the trees. So that was stopped for a 2-week period, but it has continued to go on. They need really to be communicating with people that are knowledgeable about the bats, the scientists, so they can work out something that's going to minimise the impact it has on these bats.
And Rebecca, the obvious thing that always comes back whenever we post anything on our social media pages is people say, well, why do the bats pick that tree in the CBD? Can't they go to any of the millions of other trees in Far North Queensland where there is no crane within hundreds of kilometres or even metres?
But the bats were there first. They've been in that tree for many, many years, in excess of 30 years. We've had plenty of people that said in the 70s they were there. The development happened after the fact. So they were already living in this area. We chose to develop in and around them.
It sounds like you had a win today with the council, because they were going to remove another tree down there, weren't they?
They were, yeah.
So that's a win?
That's a win. That's one win. There are currently bats present in that tree at the moment, and we have found dead and orphaned underneath that particular tree as well.
Okay. Well, we are going to pursue council on this one, and also the politicians that are hoping to represent the seat of Cairns. We'll be doing that over the coming days. In fact, I think Kia tomorrow on his breakfast show is speaking to Jenny from the Tolga Bat Hospital, who's apparently had to clear the decks there to try and take in some of these bats as well. So it is literally all hands on deck. If there's any wildlife carers out there that might help, are you asking for help from wildlife carers?
Absolutely. So if anyone is a vaccinated carer, they're welcome to contact myself, Batreach, Tolgabat Hospital, Far North Queensland Wildlife Rescue, any of the wildlife groups around here, and we'll get them on board as well, because we really do need as many hands as we can.
Well, Rebecca Kohler, you better get back to those 32 pups. They're probably hungry now. It's probably feeding time again.
Most definitely, yeah.
Look, thank you for outlining that. I know it's something you're quite passionate about, and we'll continue to pursue this one.
Thank you very much for that.